And on the phone with us right now is Carol Christensen from the National Weather Service. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
All right. We were trying to focus on things that are warm this morning here at WTIP, but yes, it is cold out there.
It is very cold. Well, we have temperatures across northern Minnesota in the minus 20s, and that's just the temperature. If you add the wind in there, we're looking at wind chill values down to the into the minus 40s.
That's cold.
It's a bit chilly. Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
So in terms of safety for people, I mean, that means that, I mean, it seems like they talk about, oh, within 5 minutes, your skin can freeze. That seems like that's a long time. It seems like it could even be shorter than that.
Right. Well, right. And it just minutes. So
minutes.
If we just say minutes, your skin can freeze in minutes. So cover up if you have to be outside for any length of time.
And I always remind people about their animals to make sure they've got a place out of the wind at least.
Yeah, if you do have outside animals, keep them in a protected area. And another important thing is fresh water. Because dehydration in this cold can come on quickly.
And that's an important thing for keeping warm because you got to burn some energy inside.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I know Spirit Mountain apparently was closed yesterday, and I bet you they're closed today, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're closed today. I saw that Giants Ridge is opening later this morning.
They are, and I think Lutzen Mountain may still be open up here. But, boy, that's really tough for people working outside.
Right. Well, again, you have to dress for it. Layers, cotton, we know how that goes. Cotton kills. So especially if you're working outside, working up a sweat, cotton is not what you want to wear.
Cotton kills. I like that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And cover your face,
And
too.
Cover your face.
Yeah, they make some wonderful things now that will cover your whole face and have little holes for your breath to come out, and it won't get all frosty.
Yes, some of our ski patrol are wearing, actually, it's kind of like a mask, a breather,
right,
breather
I bought,
mask.
I bought one. I think it's called a gator. I bought one last year. It was wonderful. I was out snowshoeing in minus 15.
Oh, you're there. Huh. So we can get out and enjoy this even when it's cold, just as long as you're dressed appropriately and you have your face covered, too.
That's the main point, is dress appropriately. And another thing, too, is check your neighbors, especially if you have elderly neighbors. Get their mail, get the paper for them so they don't have to traipse down their icy driveway.
Excellent advice. And we were talking about things you can do that are warm for each other. Maybe take them something warm too, huh?
Ooh, good idea.
Good
warm
idea.
Soup would be good.
All right, so let's talk about the forecast. What's happening the rest of this week?
And
I heard maybe there's warm out there someplace?
Oh, right. Yes, the rest of the week will be cold. We're going to have three shots of cold air. We already got through one, so we can knock that one down. And then there's another one Tuesday night, and that'll be just as cold as last night. And then Thursday night, and by the weekend, we're going to rise into the above zero. And then next week, we're looking at above normal temperatures. So let's just get this week out of the way. Look forward to some warmer weather next week.
Well, thank you so much for giving us a little hope out there at the end of all this. And thanks for discussing how to keep warm and help others keep warm, too, during this season.
You're welcome, Mark.
And that was Carol Christensen from the National Weather Service. Thank you very much, Carol.